next story comes out of South Sudan, where three Indian peacekeepers are confirmed dead in an attack on a UN base in that country. India's UN envoy says the peacekeepers were targeted and killed during an attack by a group of ethnic youth on the base in Jonglei State. The attackers were apparently chasing civilians who had taken refuge in the base. The attack on the UN base came after troops loyal to the fugitive former Vice President Riek Machar seized the town of Bor late on Wednesday. Hundreds of people have been killed in South Sudan since violence broke out in the country on Sunday. And to discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. Abayomi Azikiwe, who is the editor of the Pan-African Newswire, and he's now joining us live via Skype from Detroit. Mr. Azikiwe, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, you know, yesterday we spoke about South Sudan, and you explained a bit about the situation there. Certainly, I would imagine that it is a bit of an escalation to be attacking the UN as well, isn't it?
Most definitely. It appears as if the capital of Jonglei State, Bor, has been seized by the opposition forces. And even the government under Salva Kiir has admitted that they have lost control of the capital of Jonglei State. There's also been violence as well in Unity State at one of the major oil fields in that area. So this is a serious escalation of the fighting. In the capital of Juba, it's reported that some 500 people have been killed just over the last 3 days. So this is a serious conflict, and there should be some form of serious mediation in order to resolve this conflict before it deepens even further.
And right, when you speak about mediation, do you see any coming on the horizon?
Well, the former South African president, Thabo Mbeki, was involved in mediating the differences that still exist between the Republic of Sudan in the north and the Republic of South Sudan in the south. He could be a person who has experience in dealing with Sudan, who could be dispatched as an envoy to go to Juba to try to mediate the conflict. Also, the United Nations should definitely be involved in some capacity in regard to dealing with this conflict, because what's happening in Jonglei, there have been problems ever since the country has been partitioned over the last 2.5 years, and the problem of displacement of people inside of Jonglei is worsening, with thousands of people fleeing the major cities, and we're finding similar problems as well in Juba. So this is something that the international community should definitely be seriously concerned about, and make a concerted effort to try to resolve the conflict without further bloodshed.
Okay, we'll leave it there, but of course we do appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us. That was Mr. Abayomi Azikiwe speaking to us live via Skype from Detroit.